Yerushalmi Peah corresponding to Bavri Vochim Daf Nun Hey. We begin in the Peah Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Chesem Adalef at the beginning of the Peah Beis Shammai. The mission says Beis Shammai Oimim Hefker Lanim Hefker Beisil Oimim Eino Hefker Adji Yivkar Af Lashirim Keshmita. The mission says Beis Shammai say it's possible to declare something Hefker which is ownerless just for the poor, whereas Beis Hillel say it's not possible unless he declares it Hefker even for the rich like Shmita. If all the sheaves of a field were a kav size and one was four kav and he forgot it, Beis Shammai said it is not shechra and Beis Hillel say that it is shechra. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Talmai de Beis Shammai la'oni v'lager, matam b'leima ta'azev v'isom, yesh lecha aziva acheres kazu, mazu, la'aniyim v'loy la'ashirim, af mashinem b'mokim acher, la'aniyim v'loy la'ashirim. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that Beis Shammai's source is the posuk that says in Vayikra Perek Yotes, posuk Yud, you shall leave them for the poor and the stranger. You shall leave them, teaches that there's another leaving like it, which is declaring it Hefka, and therefore just as Leket and Peah are only for the poor, so to declaring Hefka can be just for the poor and not for the rich. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Nokish, Taimai de Beis Hillel, Tishmatena, Mata Menomen ben Itashto, Yitzchana Tisha Acheres Shehi Kazu, Umazu ben Lanim ben Lashirim, Af Mashinema ben Mokamache ben Lanim ben Lashirim. Rabbi Shimon ben Nokish said that the Beis Hillel's source is the Pasuk that says in Shmoyth Perk of Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph, but in the seventh year you shall release it and abandon it. What does and abandon actually teach? There's another abandoning which is declaring Hefka that's like it, and therefore just as abandoning in the seventh year is for the rich and for the poor, like when something's Hefka in the seventh year in Shmita, it's for everyone, so too declaring it Hefka must be for the rich and for the poor, like. The question is, how does Beis Hillel use Beis Shammai's source? They say, you shall leave them, and this case applies to the poor, but not to the rich. But the other case of leaving them applies to everyone, namely making it Hefka. Mamakaiman Beis Shammai, Taimayu de Beis Hillel, Tishmatena ben Itashto, Miudze ben Lanim ben Lashirim, Aval Mashinem ben Mokemache Lanim, Avaloy Lashirim. How does Beis Shammai use Beis Hillel's posuk? In Shmoyth Perek of Gimel Posuk Yudalef, you shall release it and abandon it. Only this applies to the poor and the rich, but another type, which in the case of Hefka can apply to the poor, but not to the rich. Amir Avun, Lishon de Maisisim, Messiah of Reb Shimon ben Nokish, Atche Yafke Af La'ashirim Keshmita. Avun says that the wording of Beis Hillel in the Mishnah supports Reb Shimon ben Nokish's proof, because it says over there, it's not possible unless he declares that Hefka even for the rich, just like Shmita. Hefka lebehima avaloi la'adam, legoyim avaloi la'isol, la'ashirim avaloi la'aniyim, divakol ein Hefka yo Hefka, לאדם אבל לא לבהמה, לאיסו אבל לא לגויים, לעני אויסה אי אבל לא לעני אי החרס, פלוגתא דרבי יוחנן ורשם בן לוקש, עדת דרבי יוחנן הפקר או הפקר, ועדת דרבי שמעון בן לוקש אין הפקר או הפקר. If he declared it Hefka for animals but not for people, for Gentiles but not for Jews, for the rich but not for the poor, all agree that it's not Hefka. If he declared it Hefka for people but not for animals, for Jews but not for Gentiles, for the poor of that city but not for another city, then Rabbi Yochanan reasoned that it's Hefka, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish reasoned that it's not Hefka. Amar Bila, Beferish Pligi, Rabbi Yochanan, Amma Hefka or Hefka, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Amma Ein Hefka or Hefka. Rabbi Bila says that they actually disagree explicitly. Rabbi Yochanan said it's Hefka, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said that it's not Hefka. Amar Avun Rabbi Chiya, Hada Amar Hefka Laniim Vezochu Bahen Ashirim Taflugta Dubmeya Rabbi Yosi Adat Dubmeya Du Amar Kevin Shad Mafke Dava Moshusai Hefka Hefka Rabbi Yosi Da Amar Ein Hefka Yotz Mitachat Yidei Baalim Ela Bezichia Ein Hefka Hefka. So Avun Rabbi Chiya said that this teaches that if a person declared something Hefka to the poor and the rich and then he took it, it's a dispute between Dubmeya and Rabbi Yosi. According to Meir, since a person can relinquish his control of an item, it can become Hefka. According to Rabbi Yosi, since an item does not leave one's domain without an acquisition, then it's not Hefka.